Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. So this week on Plugged Into, we're going to talk about content creation, as I feel it's one of the biggest things that artists struggle with. I see a lot of artists who don't want to deal with social media or who don't see the point, but I would respond to that with this. Sometimes social media can be the greatest outlet of your brand and your values. Think of it like a shop window into who you want to stand for. With that, I also offer a warning that only ever share what you feel comfortable with. Artists sometimes struggle with the balance, and here are some boundaries we look at over at Hypertribe when working with artists. So first thing is to set out your values as an artist. What do you want to stand for? And what do you want your music to stand for too? After doing that, you'll have around 3 to 5 things that make you as an artist. So for example, my internal values of what I am and what I'm about are music, innovation, women's rights, international law, and entrepreneurship. All the projects that I involve myself in are revolving around any of those 5 values. If I were to develop my brand and social content around those subjects, I would find creative ways to demonstrate them. Pictures of my lunch at the pub or me with my friends won't come into that. And if I'm developing an audience to fit my values, then they may not want to see that either. So just think about that. Now let's first take the stance that your social media content is an extension of your brand rather than just random posts. Now take a look at the week and develop themes around this kind of content. Over at Hypertribe, you'll see that every single Wednesday, without fail, we will post and release some sort of content about the new podcast episode. So that's what we will mark every Wednesday with. Wednesday is podcast day. Sunday is our Sunday playlist, and everything in between has a theme. So as an artist, have themes for each day. This is something we do with our members over at Hypertribe. Then that helps you to plan out content and in advance, or even 3 to 4 weeks in advance. For example, if you know every Monday you'll be posting an inspirational quote, then rack up 20 inspirational quotes in one night along the same themes of your values, and you will have 20 weeks worth of content, and then immediately schedule all of these for every Monday using Hootsuite. Simple, right? So you now have 20 weeks worth of content every single Monday, an inspirational quote going out to all your social media platforms. Now, a tool to make these posts look pretty is Canva, hands down. It's spelled C-A-N-V-A, Canva. Develop your branding kit on here and the colors that you want, and use different fonts for different things that you really want to stand out. And then create a template of these posts that you will use. So for example, if we go back to the quotes, your same font and your same development of your brand, colors, look and feel for your Instagram and for your Facebook is consistent across the board. The reason why I love Canva is because everything can be edited within seconds and it can really look extremely professional. Using a tool like Canva means your designs will look like they've just come from a pro. You don't need to pay graphic designers, you just need to log in and whip these up within 10 to 20 minutes. So you've got what you will and what you won't post. You've defined that in your values. We've also got themes of what day you'll post and what type of content. Then we've got a quick and easy way to schedule bulk content and design your posts quite quickly and rapidly. Now, the last thing to mention is that if you have additional projects, like a single release or a project announcement, this just becomes another layer of content over your regular posts that you will do. You will quickly and instantly start to have rapid amount of content. You have your everyday themes, and then anything else that you kind of come across or want to announce or need to put out a special post for. And that's it. Also remember that there are different varieties of content to play with. So you've got everything from video to live to IGTV to just general picture posts. You can even put out things on Facebook like comments or statements that you'd like to do. But it's important to mix up this variety because in terms of engagement and the algorithms with on different platforms, you will find that your content may be pushed to the top with things like video content. So that's it for this week's episode, and if you'd like to hear more about HyperTribe and what we can do for you, join us as a member and we'll help you with your strategy plan and making sure that you can get from A to B in your goals. Check out www.hypertribe.io where we have more details about what our membership entails. If you like what you hear, then also remember to subscribe. We'd also love to hear from you if you like the episode, so reach out to us at hyper_tribe. My name's Kimmy Dixon, and until next time, take care and stay safe.